Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We meet every week at this time on this good station for singing songs together that'll lift your eyes and heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and for story time together. So whether you're in the car traveling or you're at home, get settled and sing with the choir and lift up the Lord Jesus' name. Thank you, choir. Say, did you ever come to supper and your first taste of food was yummy, but something was lacking? You politely said, "Please pass the salt." It didn't take much, but that little touch made a difference in the taste. Salt is a very important element and has many uses. It's used to preserve meat to keep it from spoiling, to turn cucumbers into pickles and cabbage into sauerkraut. It's used in some medicines, and it is a must-have in your body. People who exercise or work hard out in the sun often take supplements to keep their salt level in their bodies up. So salt is necessary for taste, but also for health. God knew that, and in creation, He put tons of salt in the earth and in the ocean so we would have what we need. When Hudson Taylor, the famous missionary to China, was a little boy, his mother served soup for supper one night. The trouble was, she forgot to give Hudson any. Everyone else had soup, but he had nothing. His tummy rumbled and he sighed, but nobody noticed. He wasn't allowed to speak or raise his hand or do anything at the table except eat. But how could he eat if he didn't have any soup? Then he remembered that he was allowed to ask for salt. When he said, "Please pass the salt," his mother saw his empty plate and quickly ran to the kitchen to get his soup. All during supper, his father talked of the Chinese people who hadn't heard about Jesus and had no Bibles. Hudson thought about that long and hard, and when he grew up, he personally took Bibles to China and preached the gospel to Chinese people. Many came to know Christ because Hudson Taylor knew they needed the gospel and the Bible even more than they needed salt. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ye are the salt of the earth." So, if you are God's child by faith in Jesus Christ, you too are to be salt, to stand against evil and sin wherever you are. If you are salt and stand for Bible truth, folks will be more careful to speak and behave in a way that will please God. So check your spiritual salt level and be ready to give the gospel here at home and someday as a foreign missionary, like Hudson Taylor. And now, here's the choir. Today's story is The Doll That Grew by Jean Tununga. Doll that grew? How, pray tell, can a doll grow? Well, in earlier days, if folks needed something, they couldn't just run to town like you do or to the store or the mall. So when Little Hope wanted a dolly to play with, what could anyone do? At last, Mother had the answer. With some material from some sewing scraps, she made Hope a little rag doll. It was more in the shape of a gingerbread man. Mother stitched some yarn on the head for hair and gave it button eyes, nose, and mouth, and sewed a little dress on it. She didn't have any cotton on hand to stuff it with, so she stuffed it with kernels of hard corn, sewed it up tightly, and now Hope had a sweet little dolly all her own. She played with it, took it on walks, talked to it, and loved it dearly. But one day, Hope and her brother had a bad quarrel. James was making a little boat to play with. He was busy carving a little mast when Hope brushed by the table and accidentally knocked the boat off. It fell to the floor and crashed into pieces. Oh, no! Hey! Why don't you watch where you're going? Look what you've done. You ruined my boat. I'll get even with you, you awful girl. You ruined my boat. You wrecked it. Huh. I don't care. I don't care if I wrecked your old boat. It was ugly anyway. Actually, she did care. She was sorry, but she wouldn't tell James, and she hurried outside. James was furious. You just wait, girl, he thought. I'll get even with you, you mean thing. Just then, he saw the doll lying on a chair. He grabbed it and headed out to the shed to get a shovel. At the end of the garden, where the ground was soft but nothing was planted, he dug a hole, stuffed the doll down in it, and covered it up with dirt. Ha, he thought, that fixes that. I'll teach her. And he walked away, quite pleased. It was done, and no one would ever know. Except James forgot that God sees everything, and that God's word says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, and be sure your sins will find you out. Hope cried for days. She wanted her doll, but no one knew where it was. I can't find my doll. What happened to my doll? She wailed, and the tears flowed again. It was a mystery that no one could solve. Now James knew exactly what happened to the doll, and he was pretty miserable about it, but he wasn't telling anything. He felt badly inside that he had done wrong. He even thought about digging up the doll, but then how would he explain where he found it and why its little dress and face were so dirty? So he decided to leave it where it was. Time passed, and a few days after a very rainy spell, Mother was working in the garden when she noticed a strange patch of green at the end of the row. What could it be? She hadn't planted anything there. When she examined it, she was startled. Green blades of corn were growing in the shape of a gingerbread man, head, arms, and body. "Oh!" she exclaimed, and soon the mystery was solved. The kernels of corn that had stuffed the doll's body had sprouted and grown through the cloth and soil into real corn stalks in the shape of the doll. And that's how it became the doll that grew. The hidden sin was uncovered, just as God's word said. James couldn't hide his sin, and neither can you or I. If you have sin harbored in your heart, hidden like a deep, dark secret, it will be known someday. Oh, Judgment Day will be awful for anyone who has not received Christ as Savior. Every sin will be brought to light. Every wrong will be revealed and answered for, and every unconfessed sin will have to be paid for by eternal punishment in hell. But I'm glad to tell you that right now that it's not too late to make it right. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, loves you so much that many years ago He gave His life on Calvary's cross to pay for your sins. He took your punishment for your sin. The lies you've told, the things you've stolen, or maybe you didn't call it stealing, but you took something that belonged to someone else without their permission, it was stealing. Your bad thoughts or words, your disobedience to mother or teacher, oh, every sin will be brought against you unless you confess before then that you are a sinner and trust Christ Jesus as your only Savior. But God promised if we confess our sin, He, the Lord Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. So don't try to hide your sin any longer. Turn from it, repent, and receive Christ's forgiveness now. He'll give you a new heart with the desire to do right and the strength to do right, too. And now God bless you. Until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.